63. You can send questions, and pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Excerpt number 63 from the newspaper The Nation. National love is the basis of every nation, just as egoism is the basis of an all individually existing beings. Without it, it would not be able to exist in the world. Similarly, the national love in the individuals of a nation are the basis of the independence of every nation. This is the only reason for which it continues or ceases to exist. For this reason, this should be the first concern in the revival of the nation, because this love is not presently within us, for we have lost it during our wandering among the nations of the world for the past 2 millennia. Only individuals have gathered here without any ties of pure national love among them. Rather, one is connected through a common language, another through a common homeland, a third through a common religion, and a fourth through common history. They all want to live here according to the measure by which they lived in the nation from which they came. They do not take into account whatsoever that there was a nation based on its own members before he or she had joined it, and which he or she took no active part in establishing. However, when a person comes to Israel, where there are no prearranged orders that suffice for a nation to function on its own, we have no other national substance on which structure we can rely, and we also have no wish for it. Rather, here we must rely entirely on our own structure. And how can we do this when there is no natural national connection that will unite us for this task? These loose ties, language, religion, and history are important values, and no one denies their national merit. However, they are still completely insufficient to rely on as a basis for the independent sustenance of a nation. Because in the end, all we have here is a gathering of strangers, descendants of cultures of 70 nations, each building a stage for oneself, one's spirit and one's learnings and one's leanings. And there is no elemental thing here that unites us all from within into a single mass.
64.
From the newspaper The Nation. We must establish to ourselves special education through widespread circulation to instill in each of us a sense of national love, both from one person to another, and from the individuals to the whole, and to rediscover the national love that was instilled within us since the time we were on our land as a nation among the nations. This work precedes all others because besides being the foundation, it gives the stature and success to all the other actions that we wish to take in this field. So we are in excerpt number 65 from a speech for the completion of the Zohar. The fact of the matter is that the Creator delivered our holy land from the foreigners and has given it back to us. Yet, we have not received the land into our own authority since the time of reception has not yet come, as we explained concerning the complete attainment. Thus, He has given, but we have yet to receive. Since we have no economic independence, and there is no political independence without economic independence. Moreover, there is no redemption of the body without redemption of the soul. As long as the majority of the people are captive in the foreign cultures of the nations and are incapable of Israel's religion and culture, the bodies too will be captive under the alien forces. In this respect, the land is still in the hands of the foreigners. The proof is that no one is excited about the redemption as it should have been with redemption after two millennia. Not only are those in the diaspora not inclined to come to us and delight in the redemption, but a large portion of those that have been redeemed and are already dwelling among us are anxiously waiting to get rid of this redemption and return to the countries from which they came. Thus, even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not received it and we are not enjoying it. But with this giving, the Creator has given us an opportunity for redemption, meaning to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. At that time, the temple will be built, and we will receive the land into our own authority, and then we will experience and feel the joy of redemption. But as long as we have not come to this, nothing will change. There is no difference between the current manners of the land and the way it was while still under the hands of foreigners, in law, in economy, and in the work of the Creator. Thus, all we have is an opportunity.